Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Disorderly Conduct, the Mac Dre Monday edition, and it's Monday, May 16th, 2011. Shouts out to Dick Burns, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Kishu, Milftastic, and Troy Shadow. You folks are going to get some Bay education tonight. You better believe it. That's right. If you're not familiar with Mac Dre, Mac Dreezy, that's right. You're the thiz in peace. The Thizlamic correspondent, a.k.a. Thizzle Washington, a.k.a. Ronald Dragan, also birth name Andre Lewis Hicks, better known as, of course, Mac Dre, was born in Oakland, California, and moved to Vallejo, California as a young child. He started his rap career in the early 80s, garnering attention in the late 80s and early 90s, selling a lot of records independently out of the trunk of his car. He recorded his first three albums between 1989 and 1991. He was charged with conspiracy to commit bank robbery. His record label Romp Productions and his many references to Romper Room in his songs bore a similarity to a group of robbers targeting banks and pizza parlors who were active in Vallejo at the time that the song The Romper Room Gang was released. So Mac Dre went to prison for a couple of years. In prison, Mac Dre gained notoriety by recording the lyrics to songs directly over the Fresno County Jail inmate telephone. His album, Young Black Brother, was a result of such efforts. as well as his guest appearances on songs by fellow artists such as Blobbity Bloobity and Bloobity Blobbity. And there was another album that was released later called Back Into Hood, which was also made up of prison song recordings. Well, he was released from prison in 1997, and he came out with Mac Dre Presents The Rompulation. The Rompulation. The Rompulation. Dude, this dude, you don't understand. Mac Dre, like, predates Snoop. Snoop got a lot of his stuff from Mac Dre and E-40. And so Mac Dre came up with all this fucking crazy jive, dude. It's insane. But he came out with all these other records and blah, blah, blah. He hooked up with all kinds of people, including Warren G. over the years. He's also worked with Keek the Sneak, E-40, Be Legit, Mr. Fab, Richie Rich, San Quinn, Mars, Yuckmouth, Andre Nicotina, Mac Malv, Messy Marv, and Too Short. And also Tupac. On November 1st, 2004, Hicks was killed in a freeway shooting without any known motive. He was in Kansas City, Missouri, where he was performing a rap concert. I don't know what other concert he would be performing. I don't know. Polka concert? Who knows? So tonight I'm gonna dedicate the show to Mac Dre. We're not gonna necessarily talk about Mac Dre, but sprinkled throughout the program, I will play Mac Dre. And then at some point, I will unveil a new track that I recorded today. It's going to be part of my unofficial ongoing karaoke series. Sort of in the spirit of the 99 Trolls. I did that 99 Trolls spoof, or 99 Problems spoof, but with the troll thing. Well, tonight I'm doing another cover, another remix, if you will, another mashup, whatever it's called. I don't know how the kids are doing it. I don't know what you guys call it these days, but I'm going to just call it magic, all right? And I'm going to play that for you momentarily. But first, we got to get into the first. Oh, well, first I got to get into some Keishu. Hey, Keishu.
Hey, baby. What's up?
I
got a tiny chat going on. It's
Shit. Oh,
tinychat.com.
It is on. It's on.
B-I-E-B.
Naked cam time, everybody. We already got four people live. It's on. Oh, yeah. Get in on it, bitches.
VITBC. Tinychat.com/VITBC. Vince in the Bay Crew in the house.
Oh, Keisha's already on cam. She looks fantastical. Oh, I think I have to. In fact, I think it's time to take my first Mac Dre break, and I'm gonna do something that rhymes with thizz. I will do while you guys are doing the thizzle dance. I'm gonna do something that rhymes with thizz, and go get signed up over here in Tiny Chat. But yeah, it is what it is. It's Mac Dre Monday.
Boing, boom, chop, weird. Boing, my, that's weird. Weird. Boing.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Can I do the Thizzle Dance?
I do like this.
Like to put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Stretch to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. I'm backed up, then I start to slide. Copy my color as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the bird. Dust myself off like I just sold third. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Come on, don't Harlem shake, it's the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance.
time to pop you a few. Then you can half break. Start the gym. Down with the core and the door to the gym. Up the cordos, the whole damn core low. Hop out and follow. Why you let the car roll? So ride the whip while you ride the strip. Here's your chance to do your dance on the side of it. Why you ready? The passenger and driver
sleeps.
Clear up and jump back inside the ship. Why you hanging out the rooftop? Do not get pulled out by them fool cops. They trying to have you guys. You and your boy Coon Big. You wanna learn Coon, stay tuned to this. Moochie Mama Freak, get your man. And show them niggas how to do the sizzle dance.
Oh yeah, Thizz Dance, Thizzle Dance, Thizz it is, with Vincent the Bay and Kishu. We're hanging out on Mac Dre Monday. And I'm getting a little feedback party going on through your headset there, Kishu. There's like 500 things going on. We do have the Tiny Chat open. Kishu is live on cam in the Tiny Chat. You go to the if you go to tinychat.com/VITBC. I guess that stands for Vince in the Butt Cornpipe. I don't know. I don't know what that stands for. But it's V-I-T-B-C, as in Charlie Sheen. Anywho, thanks for setting that up, Kishu. You look beautiful tonight.
No problem. Thank you, love. Yeah, you need to do the push to talk in the Tiny Chat. That's why it was echoing so long.
Oh, I need to do that? Or maybe you just need to mute me in one or the other.
You need to do that.
Okay, you know, why don't I just stop broadcasting then? I'm just going to stop fucking broadcasting then, you piece of shit. How about if I do that? How about if I go away? There you go. Bye-bye.
Do it. Bye.
Whatever.
Oh, you're a dick. You're such a dick.
All right. You know what? Fine.
Vincent the Gay is in the chat. You got to come back.
No, it's over. It's over. It's done with. You blew it.
You're breaking my heart. I did this for you.
I know you
did. I did it for you, baby.
I know. I'm going to come back in a second. I want to play this thing, though. I want to get this. This is my my premiere of my new karaoke track that I just recorded. This is a cover of one of my favorite tunes. This goes out to all the ladies, Kishu. Hopefully... you can relate to some of what goes on in this little tune. And this is a cover of one of my favorite songs. I actually fell in love with the Italian version of this, of all things. I am a big fan of Adriana Celentano. and he does an Italian version of this, and I decided I would dust it off and do the Vince in the Bay English version for all of you here, and I'm premiering it here tonight. I hope you'll enjoy it, and if ladies, get your fapping material ready, and here we go. Enjoy. I'll be right back. We sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone.
Zuzana, 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 I'm crazy loving you. I put my arm around your shoulder, run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring,
and a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
"Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number."
You fucking whore.
Zuzana. Zuzana. Zuzana, you motherfucking whore. Zuzana. Zuzana. Zuzana, you crazy fucking whore.
That's right, Zuzana. I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for this Zuzana.
Ooh,
bitch. You know who I'm talking about.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm not talking about your
ooh,
regular garden variety
ooh,
dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer.
Zuzana.
She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Zuzana,
Zuzana, I'm crazy fucking you.
Hey, Zuzana.
Shooby dooby dooby doo.
Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vince in the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Zuzana. I think you know her.
Oh yeah, Zuzana, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. And my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue, show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth open. What? My jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out, and in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater, because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna,
Susanna, Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna, 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 I'm crazy fucking you.
Take it, Susanna.
Susanna,
Susanna,
Susanna, Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Kishu's here.
Yeah, baby. Your ass is in the tiny chat right now.
What's
looking
that?
Good. Your ass is in the tiny chat. Looking
oh,
good.
Oh, great. Oh, great. My man. I'm not in tiny chat, but my ass is so huge. It leaks into tiny chat. It's crazy. It's got its own profile on Facebook now.
Oh, yeah. It's making me hot.
Good times. Good times. So what else is new?
Oh, not much.
You sound distracted, honey. Maybe I should let
not
you
not really. I got some sweet shoes. You can see on Tiny Chat. Sweet shoes.
Oh, I'll have to come over there and check that out in a second. But in the meantime, I think the Jew is here. Hey, Jew, what'd it do? Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking
everybody
dickhead.
Was distracted.
He must be in the chat fapping to your image. Oh brother, I just got a tweet alert that I don't know if I want to look at, but I will. I don't care. I'm secure enough in my manhood. I'll look at this little mention of myself. Oh boy, screenshot. Okay, perfect. Screenshot from. All right, let's see what the screenshot looks. Oh. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, wait a second. If I log in right now and I log in under Vince in the Bay on Twitter, can I bump them off because I have that same name? How does that work?
Maybe. I don't know.
I should try it. that's pretty hilarious. Pretty hilarious.
Sexy.
What else? Wait a second. What else is in this? What else? What images might I also enjoy here?
Right now.
Good times. Ah, good times. If you guys want to join the program on Blog Talk Radio, it's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. And I'm hanging out with Kishu. It's Mac Dre Monday. And that means I'm going to play some Mac Dre tonight. I already played Dizzle Dance. And I also premiered my little Zuzana cover there. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. And full disclosure, I actually, for reals, hooked up with a chick named Zuzana once.
Nice.
But it's not really about her. I mean, it's just it's a real song that I just like a lot. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay, and if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Mac Dre Monday. And you know what that means. If it's Mac Dre, it's always Bleezy's and Heem. Go grab a pack of Backwoods and roll yourself up a Bleezy and suck on that Heem, yo.
Hello, my friend. How you do, my friend? What would you like? Yes, what would you like?
I want a pack of Backwoods. Pack of Backwoods.
Like what?
Give me a fifth of that privileged Hennessy and that's my fifth. And then that's it. Yes, my dear. Thank you very, very much.
What you know about me? I'm Mac Dreezy. Call Hennessy Heem and a blunt a Bleezy. I keep a back sack wrapped in a backwood leaf. Home trees that make me look Japanese. Bring seedless, mean when I'm weedless. Never in denial, I'm a fiend and I need this. Any day is a bad day for Mac Dre when he ain't got it. They ask why he act that way. Smoke champ, kush, and nay. Man was made. Bomb the spray. I can't fade. Bleezy don't keep up Bleezy. Roll for an easy. I ask her, what the Bleezy? Gotta have weed to go get weed. You don't like it? Kiss my ass till your lips bleed. This one's for the club, so I'm kinda like keeping it clean. Sing it with me, y'all. Bleezy's and Heem.
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you got? I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, hey man, what you got?
L-O-V-E-H-E-E-M. I drink like 10 of them things that swim. He's heeming again, is what they say. When I come around, I'll get dumb drunk and fuck up your compound. You're building your establishment. Mama saying, Daddy, I'm Halibut. Oh, what a feeling when you're looking at the ceiling and it's spinning and the Earl starts filling. I drink Heem when I perk. Don't like irk and jerk. It don't work when a nigga chilling. Might spill it on my Abercrombie Fitch. No, I got the man that's the liquor so rich. Well, baby, would you please run and get me another Hennessy fifth? Some Bleezy's and Heem.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Crazy. Hey, Vince in the Bay back with you. It's open lines here, Monday, Mac Dre Monday. And Jesus Christ, what the hell is playing in the background there? I don't even know what's going on with my... Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I use this website. It's a great website, by the way. If you don't want to, if you want to download music off of YouTube really easy, I usually use this website called listentoyoutube.com. That's listen, listen to T-O, YouTube, YOUTUBE.com. listentoyoutube.com. Great site to, if, you know how so many people just upload tracks straight to YouTube as just the song, and instead of having to download it off iTunes or whatever, it's a lot easier. Most of them you can download them and through listentoyoutube.com, no problem. And I just did that with a couple Mac Dre tracks. Shouts to Mac Dre. Fizz in peace. It's Mac Dre Monday. Whatever that means. And the Jew's here. What's up, Jew?
Who the hell is Mac Dre?
Oh, dude. Mac Dre is a legend in Bay Area hip-hop music.
Oh, I see. Well, that would be why I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know anybody in hip-hop, so it's sort of knocks me out, doesn't it?
There you go. Well, now you know somebody, dude. So now when you're at a cocktail party and somebody says, hey, what do you think of this hip-hop these days there, Jew? And you'll say, oh, I'm quite fond of the Mac Dre myself.
Does he have a Chevy that jumps up and down?
Not anymore. He's dead. But he does. He used to ghost ride the whip. A lot of the kids, that's what they do. They ghost ride the whip. That's where they like do wheelies and stuff with their cars. But they keep the door open while they're driving, and they stand up halfway out. Actually, some of them get out of the car all together and let the car drive itself while they're outside of the car. It's called ghost riding the whip.
Yes, they've tried doing that with airplanes, but it's been mixed results.
Totally. So Kishu's here. I think she's still preoccupied with the tiny chat that she is dominating over there.
I did bad thing.
Why is she laughing?
What did you do?
I'm getting dirty in the chat. I broke out the dildo and all.
Oh, that's it?
Well, it's going to get a little more intense by the hour.
I don't believe it.
Wow. Good to know. So what else is going on, Jew?
Well, I was over at Debbie Daly's, but I had to bail out of there because I just couldn't listen to Snake anymore. Although I like him and I find him amusing, I couldn't listen to it. It just got to me. Not got to me, just I had better things to do. Such as meditation. Meditation would be a good thing instead of listening to them. And then they had Tony the Roofer on, who, thank God, did not ask me if I knew how a refrigerator works. But I think he did start asking me about roofing tools, of course, which I don't have a clue about. It's all kind of stupid.
Yeah, it is pretty stupid. I agree. Good times, man. Well, I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I can't say. You know what, Jew? That's amazing, dude. You have an obscene amount of background noise going on wherever the hell you are. I don't know if you're calling from inside a ventilation shaft or something. You don't want to wake up your kid. I don't know what the deal is, but you might want to do something about whatever you have. It sounds like you, or maybe you have the fan from your computer is like right next to your head. I don't know what's going on, but I don't really care. It's Mac Dre Monday, and I'm going to keep playing some more Mac Dre because, hey, I'm feeling myself.
I mag drive a Benz on the lack. Man, I've been in the back with the groupies and the stars. I've been out front with the thugs and the guards. I've been on the yard with the Mexican mafia. And I only run with niggas that are killing Dafia. I'm popular, I'm a rap star. But I live like a rock star running from the cop car. I drop bars on slaps that knock hard. And I charge with a dick extra large. I'm sicker than SARS, higher than Mars. And I treat my bitch like an ATM card. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. She's in the building and she's feeling herself. She's looking bad, but I'm willing to help. Stop it, baby, you're killing yourself. Come on, I got your back and you're killing myself. I'm feeling myself too. Man, just imagine some of the things we can do. You under me under you. Then we can catch the liquor store in 4-2. We can hit my nigga, go get some shrooms. And if you still wanna kick it, we can go get a room. It won't cost you much, I'm a good buy. Dick on discount, bitch, goodbye. I look like Mr. Frank, fuck for free. No dough ho, you can't fuck with me. Get the fuck out, bitch, you feeling myself? You're full of shit, and I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm a West Coast bad boy. I'm represented. Ray, that's a bad toy. Either rented, hardy, har, har. Very funny. You don't hear my tummy. I guess my money. My stomach ain't growling. I'm styling and wilding. Drinking vodka straight. Fuck a Long Island. I want my own island. Bet you I'ma get it. I switch hits and play with both men. I pack a 4-5. I'm after your bitch. He ain't doing it right. She's after your script. And I'm after hers. With these mackin' words. Nerd. Thought square stay sharp. You're nothing but a mark in a bucket skylark. I'm playing my part. I'm Mr. Furley. Quit interrupting. I'm talking to your girly. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself.
having troll problems. I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I'm like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass. For ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on
one hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA trying to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello. 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, it's, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and What I Need to Do?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man,
And I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who was this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you maybe if you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right, 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
You know my
man's
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Tyrell. Oh, Neil. Sonny's.
Wait,
son of
who?
A bitch.
What?
Fuck.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the Bank.
If you're having trouble, problems, I feel bad for you. I got 99 trolls.
So that a bitch ain't one.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay back with you. The phone lines are open. Feel free to join me. It's Mac Dre Monday. I have been playing Mac Dre. Apparently, that's all it took to get rid of the Jew. He came through, and he got disgusted by the hip-hop theme of the show tonight, so he's gone. That's all it took, a little bit of hip-hop and no Jew. So I'm hopefully going to cross my fingers and say that the rest of the evening here on the show is going to be Jew-free. So, there you go. Shouts to Bobo, Dick Burns, Kishu, Milftastic, Shike, and Troy Shadow for sticking it out here on the program. Also, the people listening in via their mobile devices and on the telephone. We do have some folks that are on the line that are holding. No hands are raised, so that's fine. It's all good in the hood. There's some stuff I wanted to catch up on, actually. So Donald Trump is no longer running for president. He made an announcement that he's not going to announce that he's running. And Mike Huckabee also did that this weekend. Mike Huckabee also making an announcement that he's not going to make an announcement. So that seems to be the new thing. The new thing is announcing you're not going to announce. Surprise, surprise, the people that are on TV aren't leaving TV for the White House or trying to leave TV for the White House. The one I'm worried about, though, I'm really worried about her, too. Little Sarah Palin. Why is Sarah Palin not announcing that she's not announcing? Does that mean she's announcing? Or maybe she's announcing she's announcing. You'll have to pardon me. I'm a little jacked up on... Oh, I made some coffee like at the beginning of the show. Or before the beginning of the show, and it got kind of, I think it stayed on there too long and kind of got burnt. Oh, wow. I think that's going to shoot through me like a rocket. My Lord. So anywho, this is off of Chelsea Lately's website, of all people, from Chelsea Handler, who, I can't believe this, I used to think of Chelsea Handler as like my... one of my favorite MILFs, cougars, if you will, in Hollywood. I seriously thought Chelsea Handler was like older than me, like 10 years older than me, or at least. But after careful research and a wiki search revealed that, in fact, I am older than Chelsea Handler. I cannot fucking believe it. She's like 32 or something. It's obscene. I can't believe it. She's got to be lying. There's no way. Whatever. So this is what she says. She says, Bristol Palin has addressed the rumors that she had plastic surgery. People began talking about it after she was recently photographed with what appeared to be a brand new chin. Bristol told U.S. Weekly that she actually underwent corrective jaw surgery. And that is drastically different than plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Oh, such a world of difference between, quote, corrective jaw surgery and plastic surgery, okay? Don't get the two confused. Totally different apples and oranges, okay? She explained that she does not obsess over her face and that she went on to say that she's thrilled with the results of her surgery and loves the looks and feels older and more mature. And she doesn't have much of the chubby little baby face. That definitely does not sound like someone who's obsessed over her appearance, does it? Considering that the Bio Channel just announced a new reality show at Bristol, it was really great timing for her, and to have this medical condition that required her to get this reproductive surgery, she should have reproductive surgery. God damn it, that whore! No, constructive surgery. Excuse me. And, the before after, quite frankly, I like the before better. To be honest, TBH, I like the before better. And I'm going to post this link in the chat. What do you think, before after Bristol? Give me in the chat or call in. Let me know what you think. Bristol, before or after the new chin, what do you think? All right, let's see. Kishu, what do you think? Bristol, new chin, old chin?
I haven't seen pictures of the new chin. I don't know. I think she's hot either way. I'll be back in the tiny chat in a minute. I just need to go take a smoke break. I think you missed the action, though.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean you guys didn't screen capture it?
Oh, no. I capped the whole thing. I always do.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, you can just show me that later. It's all good. So you don't care? You don't care, Bristol, either way. It doesn't matter. New, old, don't matter.
No, not really.
Okay. All right, fine. If you're in the chat, what do you think? Before is better. MILFtastic says before is better. What do you think, Bobo? Dick Burns? Chi-K? Troy Shadow? Weigh in now in the chat room. I'm going with before. I liked her before way better. I like the chubby sniff. See, the thing is, she's fucking 21 years old, okay? 21 years old. She wants the baby fat to burn off? Yeah, wait until you get to be about, I don't know, mid-20s. That's usually when you normally burn off baby fat. Also, eat less, okay? Exercise, and, oh, great.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm good. Sorry about that. I just randomly turned it on really quick to warm it up. I should have. What? What do you think the number is? The same one it always is. All right, I'll tell you in a second.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Holy shit. Are you there?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh my god, the power just went out on in the studio. I just lost all power. That's crazy. But we're back.
Yeah, but
hey.
The show is still there.
Yeah, the show's still here. Yeah. So that cool. All the losers that were that weren't going to contribute anything to the show anyway bailed. It's perfect timing. Oh my god, that was so bizarre. Well, see, here's the thing is I am in this old rinky dink flat in and this building is, I don't know, it's probably almost 100 years old by now. It's probably over a good 80 years old. And all the wiring in here is all rinky, or is really just jimmy rigged, and it's really, really not evenly distributed throughout the unit. And so I share my room and the room next to me, like the playroom that's got like the PlayStation and all the shit in it, and another, you know, computer system and all this other shit going on, all this electrical shit, plus that, plus the kitchen, plus all the shit I got going on, all riding on one breaker. And all it takes is me plugging in my heater and somebody turning on like the toaster oven or the microwave, and it blows a fuse. And that's what just happened. It was insane. So there it is. And anyway, I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm back here with you taking your calls. 347-826-7667. I got somebody. Somebody calling in from the 318. 318, your hand's up. What's up?
How are you doing, darling?
Oh, my goodness. Is this who I think it is?
It possibly could be.
Is this the Irish Miss Cleo?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Long time, my darling.
It has been a very, very long time. Wow. One of the many goddesses of the past that have joined me here in my odyssey on BTR. She's come back after a long hiatus from the program. Miss Cleo, what's new with you?
Well, I heard you talking about Miss Bristol Palin there, huh?
Yeah.
Before or after?
I think before.
She's got the sincerity about her before. After, she looks like anybody that's had some work done, you know, Hollywood kind of look. But that's just me. I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest with you. She can do whatever she wants to with her face.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course, it's her free right to her. She has full liberties to do whatever the hell she wants to her body.
But why?
But I don't think she needed to do this. I honestly, looking at the side by side, I think she looks better on the right hand side, the before photo. It's like, so what? It's a little baby fat. Just burn it off like everybody else does, you know? Like, just whatever. Just relax.
I still don't understand why she even did it in the first place.
You know, seriously, I think she's at an age where she naturally has body fat, baby fat right now. Everybody does. She'll slim out no problemo.
But she's like, what, 20, 21 years old? How old is she? Like, she's a young girl, right?
She's like 21, 22. She's like Keishu's age. Hey, Keishu, would you do that? Would you get a chin job if you were her?
Oh, hell no. I have an awesome chin.
Yeah. See?
No, but I wouldn't get any plastic surgery except a boob job, maybe. And I wouldn't do that until I lost some weight again because I had a kid when I was 22. I'm 23 now. And I gained some weight when I had my child. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's losing fast when you're young. You can do that type of shit. And so plastic surgery is not necessary.
But, you know, my problem, though, is that a lot of young girls, you know, especially in graduation time, they're getting boobs for graduation presents. What is
that's
that
insane.
About?
That's insane. Yeah, that's insane.
You know,
I don't want a boob job until I'm, like, 30, 35.
Oh, until they start hitting soft, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
But I just think it's a shame that young girls, young women, they're doing this to themselves. That they don't need to be doing that, and parents don't need to be giving them boobs for graduation either. Unless, of course, they're double A's. I can understand. Double A's, you know. Yes, I would give my daughter at least C's. Wouldn't you say so, Vince?
I don't know. I've seen some. So, like, I always relate it to porn because, first of all, I've had chicks with small boobs. I prefer big boobs, no doubt. But
I like big
natural boobs though. I don't like fake ones. I can tolerate fake ones. Don't get me wrong. Like some of my favorite porn stars. Again, I have to relate it to porn stars because. I've only encountered fake boobs in real life a handful of times, no pun intended there. But yeah, you know how it is. It's like I kind of relate it, and like Julia Ann is one of my favorite porn stars. She's got fake boobs, but like another one of my favorite porn stars is India Summer, and she has really itty bitty little A's or mitty, you know, little cheese puff boobies, you know. And she's hot as hell, and I don't even give a fuck. This other chick, Ryan Keeley, oh, my God. Ryan Keeley is hot as fuck, and she's got little itty-bitty little bees. It don't matter, dude. It's just like sometimes these chicks, their sexiness just totally transcends it all, really.
Darling, you need to get out a little bit more, don't you?
I get out every day, honey. I was all over the place today. Are you kidding me?
Where
I was up and down. I'm up and down Haight Street like every day. That's like my fucking turf right now. I just like I'm not a gutter punk kid, but I fucking dodge these gutter punk bastards as they're like, you know, fucking loafing on the street corner, or on the curb or whatever, sidewalk, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Do you bump them on the nose?
But it was so much eye candy out yesterday. Yesterday we had the Beta Breakers, and it's basically just a big party, and it disguised as a race, as a marathon or as a 3K run. It's just a big excuse for people to dress up and run, get up at like 5 in the morning and tailgate, and then just drink in weird costumes. Like I was walking on my way down the street And seriously, there was a guy dressed up, a grown man dressed up like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, who just, without a word, just turns to me and just gave me a high five. That was it. Not a word spoken, just kept walking. I mean, that's just typical Bay Area right there.
That's so it's like your Mardi Gras.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like our Mardi Gras and our slut walk rolled up in one.
You're living high, aren't you, darling? You're having fun and living
literally.
High.
Oh my goodness! All right, hey, we got another caller here. Let's take we got a block number here. 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up? It's Dick Burns, baby.
Oh yeah, what's up, Dick?
Oh, nothing much. Just doing the tiny chat for the show. I tweeted it out to over 11,000 people. No one gave a shit, but I think that's because I said Keishu was showing titties on cam, so no one's showing up.
Exactly. Wow, do you already up to 11,000 followers? Are you shitting me?
I think more, actually.
That's badass, man.
Thanks, that's quick.
You know, I'm getting some violent feedback. Is that your speakers or something, bro? Or is that Kishu? Who the fuck is feeding back like a motherfucker?
Hold on, I think it's Kishu.
I just isolated it. Yeah, she can't do two things at once. It's like, all right, Kishu, you're either gonna like be on the show with me, or you're gonna do your little striptease over in the tiny chat. It can't go both ways. You know, you obviously can't juggle the two. It's okay. Not everybody's a multitasker. Like me, myself, I got distracted by being in there. So I'm trying to conduct a broadcast here. And when I'm done, I'll come over and check out what's going down there. And I saw some of the screen grabs. You know, I haven't seen the video yet of the various substances protruding out of my cornhole yet, though, Dick. I hope that's going on in there. I hope that's on loop in there as well.
Yeah, there's definitely some good stuff going on.
All right, man. I would expect none less from you, and or not from you, but necessarily, but from whomever might be potentially in that chat. I'm just imagining who could. I'm not naming any names. I'm just imagining, and I guess I'll figure it out for myself in a bit. But yeah, hey man, you just missed the Jew, and he was here, but I think I scared him off with my rap music. I didn't realize he had such an aversion.
Yeah, I think he might be in the tiny chat. It says that one angry Jew is in there. He's saying some weird crap about his kid, which I don't know is true, but I wouldn't put it past him because he's saying some weird crap about his son being hung the other day. So I don't know.
His son is hung?
Yeah, he said it on your show.
Oh, right on. Oh, well, hey, shouts out to the Sung Hung Jew.
Yes, the Sung Hung Jew. Oh, yes, I'm Sung Hung Jew. Welcome to my fortress.
So if he faps, he would have the cum of some young Jew.
Yeah. I don't know. He's saying some wacky stuff in the tiny chat about his son like touching his wiener and stuff. It's really gross.
Yeah, it sounds like him. That sounds like the Jew, all right. Yeah, it's probably him.
yeah, I don't know. It's really weird, but we took screenshots, so it's all good.
Well, I hope the Jew gets on cam and shows his tits.
Show your tits! 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 Show your tits!
Well, when he cams, I hear that he only shows his hands. Like, he points it down and, like, shows his hands typing. And like with Kishu, like he'll pull out his dick and start fapping, but he won't show his face on cam generally. He's a mystery.
He is an enigma. I can't believe you guys haven't seen him yet.
I don't know. He's a weird guy. He'll show me, trust me, he will
just stick around long enough and he'll just reveal himself to you. Seriously, I didn't even poke and prod him. I just like was kind of nice to him, and suddenly he's like sending me photos of him. He's like camming up with me randomly. He's sending me photos of his toe. He's just giving me way too much information, and way more than he should probably feel comfortable doing. To be sure, and I don't know. I think if you befriend him, eventually he'll reciprocate the same to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't be friends with pedos.
I don't think he's a pedo.
But I don't know. He talks about his son's wiener and shit. I don't like that. It's gross.
He doesn't talk about. I mean, he doesn't talk about it in a sexual manner, though, does he?
I don't know. He is in tiny chat. I don't know.
I don't know. That is kind of suspect. Yeah. His kid's running around in the background, and he's got. He's got some bimbo on there exposing her boobs and stuff. And he's got my big white ass, you know, protruding God knows what out of its cornhole. Yeah, he doesn't need to expose his kid to that. That should be, in fact, you should call Child Protective Services on him for that shit. Seriously.
Somebody should call social services. He was basically saying that the person on that account, or I think it's him, I don't know, because I'm in there too. So it's like another account. And it said, he said that Jonathan's on my lap right now and I have a boner from Kishu. Like, what the fuck?
That sounds like the Jew. That sounds like something he would say, I think.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Hey, I forget who else we have with us. We have Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo, what do you make of all this nonsense, Miss Cleo? Being an intuitive person such as you are.
Oh, I just look at it as attention whoring.
Attention whoring. Yeah. That sounds about right. That sums up a lot of what goes on, not only on BTR, but the internet in general.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and the greater and hell, reality for that matter.
Well, guilty.
Yep, guilty as charged. Thank you, sister. Hey, I appreciate you and, of course, Dick Burns and everybody for hanging tight with me. This is Mac Dre Monday, and I'm going to take another quick smoke break here. I picked up, oh, my God, dude, Dick, you got to, oh, I wish, you saw me in, I don't know if you got a screen grab of me holding that shit up in Tiny Chat when I was in there for a second earlier, but did you see that stuff I held up to the camera?
Well, I didn't. I assumed it was weed, but like it kind of
looked
like.
You know what? It didn't show up very well on there, but dude, this shit. It's called Presidential Purple, and it's literally the purplest weed I've ever seen in my entire life. I wish I had better lighting in here to get it to do it justice, but there's no green on it at all. It's literally, like the whole thing is, it's like, it almost looks like it's like black. It's weird. A trip, man. I just smoked some of it earlier. I'm gonna fucking smoke a ton of it more to my head right now, because that's how I do it. I get stupid, yo. It's Mac Dre Monday.
We don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it go get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Let me tell you why we call it thing stupid. Cause when I dance, the chicks say,
you stupid.
You can do it. It ain't that hard. Baby, get dumb. Act like a retard. Shake your hair. Make it blow in the air. You gotta get into it. Growl like a bear. Now say, why? No, why? Do the damn thing. Girl, cut that shit up. Fill your cup. Don't be no punk. It don't look right if you really ain't drunk. Come on. Repeat after me. We go S. T-U-P-I-D.
We say T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah. It's Mac Dre Monday with Vince in the Bay. Kicking it freestyle at the top of the tippity-top-top dome with Dick Burns. And also Miss Cleo. And, oh, yeah, Kishu's here. And you, if you want to join us, 347-826-7. Hello? Sorry, I'm trying to give out the number. Do you mind? The number is 3-1-347-826-7667. And some people wonder why I mute them. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay. We're back here with Dick. Shouts out to Bobo, Dick Burns, John Brand, Milftastic, and She K in the chat room. And Bobo, I like your pink, bold, all caps font. You get font of the night. Congratulations, Bobo. If you will tell me what town and state you're calling from, you can get your prize right now. Just tell me. Whoa, Kishu, are you butthurt? You mad, Kishu? Kishu, you mad? Kishu just hung up.
She mad.
You mad, Kishu? Kish, you mad? You mad, Kish? Kish, you mad?
She mad.
She's mad.
She was mad.
What up, Philly Negro?
All right, whatever. Must be that time of the... Must be that time of the month. So, anyways, Dick, like I was saying, so I went down to the weed store today, and I picked up three different amazing strains that I just put together into a salad, if you will. It's the Presidential Purple, of course, which I told you about, which is literally purple. In fact, I would say Presidential Purple is like the token black guy in the weed family. It's like literally like dark. It has a THC content of 17.48, which is really high. That's good. Then I got Super Sour Diesel, which is 17.93 something or other THC. And then Platinum OG Kush, wow, which is really good too. So all three of those, and all of course all those different names are blends in and of themselves of like three or four different strains. So I probably have smoked like 9 to 12 different strains of cannabis right in one bong head right there essentially. Anywho, so what am I missing? She's mad. She's just sulking in the chat room. Is that what's going on? He ruined my Mac Dre. I love that. He ruined my Mac Dre Monday. Kishu Zakova. That's what's up. I love it. Oh, it's so beautiful. Nice one. Good call, dude. You mad, Kishu? Kish, you mad? She hung up. Can you believe that? She fucking hung up.
She's so mad.
Kishu, I don't know why you're mad. Why don't you just go back to your tiny chat and strip for your boyfriend or whoever, your boyfriends with a Z. It's like three Zs, right? Isn't that how you spell boyfriends now? go back with the Vince and the Bay crews and do your striptease. I know you were on your break a minute ago. It was nice for you to drop in and say hi on the show, but you're in no means obligated. I know you got the 11:30 show coming up for the boys on the webcam. So, go ahead, take care of that. And then if you want to check in with us later, we can do the post game wrap up. And hopefully you're screen capturing everything so we can see the dailies, if you will. Did she leave yet? Oh, she's still there.
She's still mad.
she's mad. So
this
mad.
May be the maddest we've ever seen.
She could be potentially raging. No, she'd have to call in to be raging, though, right? She's just mad.
She said, "He will call me. Watch."
No, you know what I could unleash my secret weapon, which is what I really think of the wombats.
Oh yeah, what do you think of the wombat?
I'm not unveiling that right at this moment, but I could potentially.
I think they suck balls.
Let's just say I think that's being very generous. Mr. Dick Burns.
I like if she drives me around someplace, like she'll always try to play the wombat.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
I'll ask her to turn it off and she won't, and she'll just be on a little high horse. She's like, "No, just my wombat." And so then I have to be like, "I have a headache," like or some pull some bullshit. I have to fucking fake an injury so I don't get any wombat action. Oh, so much balls. Ugh.
Oh, I hear you, man. I hear you. You know, she tries to get me to, well, she tries. She successfully Jedi mind tricks me into playing these goddamn shows. And then, so that's the last thing I hear at the end of my night when I go to bed. It's like ringing in my ears. Goddamn wombats, fucking techno, disco ball, whatever music it is. I don't even know the name of the shit, but. Oh my god, it's just that stupid over and over again. I just can't take it. I can't take it.
Yeah. It's
thank God. Bad. Thank God she's gone. I don't have to play that shit tonight. No game music for the rest of the show. No, oh wow. Look at this. Miss Cleo, you join us on a great night. For the rest of the show, will of course be Jew free now and also gay music free. So two things you can be guaranteed of two things. Mac Dre Monday will always be a sanctuary from Jews and gay music, okay?
This is a Hitler-approved broadcast of Vincent DeBay. No Jews.
Too far.
No, I thought that was beautiful. I'm gonna sample that and put that into something. I don't know. It's my next trailer for Vincent DeBay.
Where all the Irish are welcome.
You got it, sister.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, speaking of some Irish music, I'm really stoked. In a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, Flogging Molly is going to do a free show at Amoeba Music here, literally steps from where I am. And it's, I don't know if you know Amoeba Music, right? The music store.
It's a really nice Amoeba on Ashbury Haight area.
Yeah, that one. That's what they're going to be performing at live on, I think it's June 2nd. They're doing a live in-store there. I'm fucking stoked. I'm gonna head over there and fucking, I don't know, get some flip cam footage so I can fap to that shit afterwards and bust it out on YouTube. So
Vlogging.
No, I think they're fucking great, man. I've never seen them live. I have to see them live. I like that kind of music. I like Gogol Bordello, all that kind of shit. I like people that are mixing it like punk rock with other elements, you know, like these guys do it with like traditional like Irish drinking songs essentially or whatever.
Yeah, Dropkick Murphys does that bullshit
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, like folksy type of shit. I like it. I think when they do it just, you know, right, it can be cool. It's kind of like, you know, sort of like that what was it? Who pioneered it? AC/DC with the bagpipes and all. But this is like putting it over to the top and mixing it with like gypsy shit and I don't know, man. I dig it. I'm down with it. And let's hear this one here from Flogging Molly. I know it's Mac Dre Monday, but fuck it. This is for you, Miss Cleo. This is Light of a Fading Star.
And the light of a fading star is what you wear, is what you are. Like the glow that christens the moon, you shine too soon, you shine too soon. Oh, when will this war be over and the madness leave the air? This brick that's thrown between us and the pulling of the hair. But if there
to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, shit. Hey, it's Vince of the Band back here. I'm just fucking cracking up. I'm sorry. Oh, I can't stop laughing. It's fucking hilarious. Kishu, if you're just joining us, Kishu is butthurt, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. This is a newsflash. Kishu is butthurt. There'll be no more gay music or, and also unrelated, also an earlier development, the Jew was turned off by Mac Dre Monday. So, yes. The rest of the show will be Jew and gay music free. So I'm going to play a little more Mac Dre before we're done, and I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Oh, I'm also going to preview my track again. I played it earlier, my Zuzana track. It's the latest and the greatest from Vincent the Bay, and yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy servicing all of you. Thank you for holding it down in the chat. The hardcore people that can take a joke, can laugh at themselves. I'm talking about you, Bobo, Dick Burns, John Brand, Milftastic, and Chi K. You guys know how to take a joke. You guys are cool, mellow, chill, kickback individuals. You don't give a shit. That's what we're all about here. We're just kicking it. We don't take anything serious. We don't get butthurt over shit. Seriously, we don't get down about anything. Nothing gets us down. It's nothing. Come on. It's all in fun. We're having a good time. We're just here to make love, not war. Right, people? We're here to make love, not war. So, Miss Cleo, tell me, what's your assessment of the situation? Do you think I was too rude to Kishu or something? Do you think she had a reason to get all upset and barge out of here?
Well, darling, ask yourself this. Is she a woman?
I think she's kind of a kid, actually. Well, she's technically, yeah, she's over 18. Yes, she's a woman. Yes, she's a woman.
Then therefore, yes, she had every good reason to.
I don't know. She's shown me pics, but I don't know. That could be somebody else. For all I know, she could have male genitalia. Shit. I don't know. Dick knows. I think Dick knows.
I thought that.
Yeah.
Pictures.
She's not really a woman. She lives with her grandparents.
All right. She's sending me text messages saying, you don't want to go to war with Kishu. I'm going to text her back right now. I'm texting her back right now saying, why are you mad?
You ruined my Mac Dre Monday.
Oh, my God. Another ruined Mac Dre Monday. Thanks a lot, Vince the Bay. Jesus Christ, I was having a perfectly good Mac Dre Monday until you came in, Vince the Bay.
This is the worst Mac Dre Monday I've ever had.
All right, you know what? Fuck you people. It doesn't matter because I don't need any of you bitches. I have Zuzana.
We've been together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone.
Zuzana, 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 I'm crazy loving you. I put my arm around your shoulder, run my fingers through your hair.
Zuzana,
It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring. And a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
"Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number."
"You fucking whore.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, you motherfucking whore. Susanna. Susanna. Susanna, you crazy bitchin' whore." That's right, Susanna, I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for the Susanna bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer.
Susanna.
She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. Susanna, Susanna, I'm crazy fucking you.
Hey, Susanna.
Shooby dooby dooby doo. Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vince in the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, you know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Susanna. I think you know her. Oh yeah, Susanna, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. And my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue, show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth my jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating, bearing down. Soon now, my love, ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out, and in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater. Because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Susanna. 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 I'm crazy fucking you. Susanna. 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 You crazy fucking whore.
I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Wow, Dick Burns, we've managed to make somebody extremely butthurt on this program.
I've just received
an ultimatum that if I do not play gay music immediately, that Keisha will not return to the program.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
I told her, I said, look, all right, you call back in and I'll play your gay music. She said, no, you have to play it, then I'll call back in. I said, no. You call back in, then I play the game music. So that's where we're at right now. So it's fine. We got 15 minutes for her to call in, and I'll play the game music if she calls in. If not, then whatever. We continue to have a gay music free show. It's all good.
It's Mac Dre Monday. We can't play gay music.
Yeah, it's fucking Mac Dre Monday. You can't mean Mac Dre would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? A whiz?
The fuck this shit be, nigga? That's what he'd say.
Oh shit! My goddamn! How do you stop the goddamn vibrate on this shit? Right, what do we have now? Anyway, whatever. It is what it is. It's Vince in the. My shit is. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. My fucking phone is ringing off the hook right now. I gotta mute this shit. Son of a biscuit. But anyway, shouts to MILFtastic for putting up with that song. I played it twice. That's it. No more. It's done. It's over. It's back to Mac Dre, and we're out of here. So, Dick, what's going on with you, man? What's your Twitter's back up? You got followers like crazy. Your blog's going. What's been going? What's the latest and the greatest?
Ran into, like, a little issue because, like, I got I talked shit to the wrong people, and they kind of went in my computer and just destroyed it. But, they took out every picture, every file, every screenshot I ever took, everything. It's gone. I know who it was to, or what group. And a minor setback. But, we're going to be posting a little bit later. So it's going to be all good. I'm back. It's no big deal. I got three computers networked over at my house. So it's just a minor setback. A little disappointing, though. So they win. They win today.
All right, keep going. I got to finish this text. I was just told that my song was balls. And I'm taking the keyword balls and turning it around, spinning it, and sending it back to her. So continue.
Yeah, she's butthurt, it sounds like. But I don't know if she's on cam right now. I think she's just posted a picture of her just looking retarded. She's like, it's really funny. To be honest, I don't know. I have like it was like over 11,500 something when I last looked, but I keep making fun of Stephen Hawking and like because he's trending, and like I'm getting a hell of a lot of followers from it. Like, that's basically what I do. Like, I look at who's trending, and then I talk shit on them. And then people are like, dude, you're funny. And then they have me. I don't know. That's kind of how I'm doing it. But pretty win. I'm happy with it. It makes me feel good when I get little Twitter followers. I like seeing numbers go up, so it's little things like that. It kind of seems retarded, but whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, and I'm really good at figuring out what girl is what. Like the amateur cam whores and shit like that. Like the 18 and up ones, I don't know the young ones, but all the legal ones, I know who they are. And like when people use their photos and start making money off it, I hit them up on Twitter and I'll tattle on those other people. And then the real ones like, oh, you're such a sweetheart. So that makes me happy too.
God,
so butthurt.
I can't believe it. Oh man, this is disgusting. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Hey, what
she,
it is?
She
what
should
it
almost
is.
Call back in to redeem herself at this point, because she just looks like a sorry little butthurt loser.
Yeah, that's
for
sure.
Oh, she's looking off the camera.
Uh-oh, that's it.
Somebody in the tiny chat, though, said, I totally want to skull fuck Kiju.
Oh, my God. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. Hey, you know, it's all good. We're just, you know, it's Mac Dre Day, or Mac Dre Monday, excuse me. And it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. We'll wrap things up in just a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mac Tree. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Boy, where y'all been? I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first night. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the summer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the jock. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with dribbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R crew. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into two bells with the
pecan, cause he keep D-bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Kiddos, we're getting ready to wrap things up here, but there's still enough time to take your calls if you get it in now. 347-826-7667. The lines are open. We have Miss Cleo and Dick Burns with me here live. We're gonna wrap it up here soon. Miss Cleo, anything you wanna say to the folks out there before we sign off tonight?
Oh yeah, how about don't get your butt hurt.
Wise words.
I say, don't get your arse hurt. Either way.
Yeah. Very, very, very wise, succinct, to the point. You're such a wise woman, and you're sexy as well. And I love it when you call in, honey. And don't be a stranger, huh?
I'll not do that anymore, or not as much. I'd like to come back and talk to you, and I'd like to get to know Dick a little better.
Yeah, I could give you some more insight on Dick.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Win time.
Well, good night, darlings.
All right. Thanks a lot, Miss Clea. I appreciate you coming through, as always, and you have pleasant dreams tonight, sister.
You too, darling. And you know I'm not that far. You can always, you know, call me or you know how to get a hold of me.
Oh, I will hold you, baby. I mean, get a hold of you. You're right.
Oh,
yes.
Do that too, darling.
Oh, yeah. All right, girl. You take care, sister. Me row.
Good night, darling.
Good night, baby. All right. There you go. Miss Cleo. And, of course, Dick, what's going on with you once again before we get out of here? Anything you want to share? Anything you want to, any shouts out? Anything you want to plug?
You know, I have the Twitter X Dick X Burns X, and that's how you can find me there. And I have, of course, X Dick X Burns X.com. I'm gonna try and focus on that for a little while. Post a lot of porn I'm going to start posting. Girls with big boobs. And, I'm going to showboat some of those Chan whores, too. And I host shock videos there. So you can see, like, three guys, one hammer, one man, one jar, two girls, one cup, like, all that shit. You know, you don't have to go to, like, multiple places for the bullshit anymore and go through a lot of bogus websites to get to it. I mean, you know, I want to make that Dick Burns blog, you know, the place to go, one-stop shop for just having that what-the-fuck look on your face.
That's what's up. I'm down with Dick. I definitely enjoy all the content you provide for the internet, and it's amazing what you can get at just the click of the button over there with Dick. And let's see. Oh, look who we have here. Before we get out of here, look who showed back up. If it isn't Kishu, hey, Kishu, how you doing? Kishu? Are you muted? Did you mute yourself? Unmute yourself. You were unmuted on my end. What's going on, Kishu? Hello. Earth to Kishu.
Hello. Can you just say hello? Kishu,
oh.
Are you there? Are you muted, Kishu? Oh, are you buttered, Kishu? Oh, fuck my ass, Peter Ross.
You are buttered.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just called in because I want to hear my song.
Oh, that Goo Goo Doll song? Is that the one you want to hear?
No. Don't fuck with me, Vince.
Hey, Dick, do you know what the name of that Goo Goo Doll song is that I was going to play?
The name of what? The Goo Goo what?
The Goo Goo Dolls. You know, I uploaded a bunch of them. I can't remember which one we decided I was going to play.
Oh, man, so many good ones. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. I was more Goo Goo.
That was pretty fun.
I would say A Boy Named Goo is good. And
oh, yeah, that one's got 4.5 stars on my list for sure.
Yeah, that sounds like the juice song. A Boy Named Goo.
Perfect theme song. Perfect. That should be playing underneath the screen capture vid that you guys have. You should have that be the theme song underneath it.
Definitely.
Just a screen cap vid of the Jew beating off on cam with that A Boy Named Goo in the background with his son wailing on the air mattress in the background, like moaning and groaning. Dad, Daddy!
So nice.
Anyway, that's it. It's Vince in the Bay signing off. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I love you all. We'll make love to you all again very soon. Shouts to Bobo, Dick Burns, John Brand, Milftastic, GK, for sticking around in the chat room. And thank you for tuning in. I'll be on again tomorrow night, probably late tomorrow night. But in the meantime, follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it. I'm out. Peace out. And this is for you, Kishu. Goo Goo Dolls, A Boy Named Goo.
Right.
Yeah. That was so fucking gay.